And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States this week promoted a plan for a hostage release and ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The plan comes amid tensions between the U.S. and Israel. Linda Granstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken voiced clear disagreements between the United States and Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's repeated intention to invade the southern city of Rafah. Netanyahu insists that Israel must invade Rafah to fight the last four battalions of Hamas there and locate Yahya Sinwar, the leader of Hamas in Gaza, creating pressure for a hostage release. But President Biden has made it clear he is opposed to a Rafah operation unless Israel can guarantee safety for the more than 1 million civilians sheltered there. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Humanitarian organization Save the Children says more than 140,000 people in the Malian town of Manaka, including 80,000 children, face malnutrition and disease due to a blockade by Islamic State-linked insurgents. Mohammed Youssef reports.
In a statement this week, Save the Children said that unless aid gets to Manaka communities soon, the area could see many deaths in the coming months. The London-based organization said some of its workers who went to assess the population's needs had been trapped for more than 3 weeks. The blockade in Manaka follows a siege in Timbuktu that began last August and has trapped more than 136,000 people, 74,000 of them children. In Timbuktu, however, some aid supplies are able to reach people in need, according to Save the Children. Mohammed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.